Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 459. If you'd like a copy of it, Sharon will show you how at the end of the program. Please specify whether you want a CD or an audio tape. They're free, and including the postage and handling. We have this very interesting program this evening or this afternoon or this morning, whenever you're listening to me. We have definite proof that the people in the United States really don't understand the Bible clearly, and that's why so many of them are unscriptural. And then we also have some scriptures regarding some of the people that have been, some of the people that have been attacking us. And I say all of them put together. Might not be that many anymore. But nevertheless, we've got some scriptures regarding them. So those of you people that are think that you're going to get by with persecuting Christians all over the world and Jews, listen up, because you're going to learn something tonight. We have letters. Yesterday we had letters also, but the Lord just didn't want to get into them last night. Maybe he won't tonight. I don't know. We have some Bible scriptures, a lot of them, and some music. But right now, let's go to the... Well, before we go to the throne of the Lord, Psalms 18, 47, and 48 states, "It is God that avengeth me." That's why I'm not afraid of all the people in the world, because God... If they say I've got bodyguards, I don't have any human bodyguards, but God is my bodyguard.
Mm-hmm.
"It is God that avengeth me and subdues the people under me. The Lord God delivers me from my enemies." Yes, my God lifteth me up above those that rise up against me. "Thou hast delivered me from the violent man." Now, it's a common thing that people are saying today that words, dirty, lying words, are more powerful than bombs and bullets. That's what Hitler said. And that's why he told so many lies about the Jewish people, that they need to be exterminated. And that's what the devil uses against Christians. There's a lot of people that call themselves Christians, but they've joined in with the Antichrist to attempt to deliver people that are of the Lord up, to destroy them. Psalms 18, 39 and 40, "For thou hast girded me with strength unto the battle." In other words, I have power in me. And you people that love to attack God's word, you're pulling his word out of the courtrooms, you're crazy. You make me laugh at you, and the Lord is laughing at you. So, "For thou hast girded me up with strength unto the battle." This is a battle of Armageddon, and I'm right there in your face. "Thou hast subdued under me." This is David saying that "thou hast subdued under me those that rose up against me." Now, a bunch of you weasels out there are rising up against me, but I know enough to get a hold of God. I pray to God, and God will destroy you. Now, some of you out there, and some of you are in your grave right now that have tried to rise up against me, but I keep the Lord's commandments, and I pray to him when the Lord shows me that these people are against me. I cry unto him, and he subdues all those that rise up against me. In verse 40, in this chapter, Psalm 18, "Thou hast also given me the necks of mine enemies." And the reason that the Lord does that is because my enemies are God's enemies.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Now, God and I are one. The Bible says that we are the body of Christ. Now, Christ is the head, and we are the body. And he is, he'll do the same thing for any real born-again Christian. But you see people that call themselves Christians, that they're the actual synagogue of Satan, and the Lord has given me the necks of my enemies. Stand on their neck. God does it. That I might destroy them that hate me. Well, how do I destroy them that hate me? I just call on God and tell him to rebuke the devil and all of his imps, and God puts you to it out there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to start the 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12, states that all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. And so, but we're not without power. When we're persecuted, we call upon the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
And the Lord delivers us from all of our troubles. Now, Psalm 5, verses 9 and 10. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. In other words, the Lord is saying that these evil, wicked devils, there's no faithfulness in their mouth. You can't believe anything that they say. But when you do believe what they say, well, then you are going to get the same punishment that they receive. Because what you're doing is judging people by the words of Satan. And Satan is a liar, and he can't tell the truth. He's the liar, and he's the father of it. Their inward part is very wickedness, very wickedness. Their throat is an open grave because they love to pull people down into the grave with them. But the Lord requires of us that we trust him to deliver us from our enemies. And so when we do that, instead of worrying about what people say about us, because I don't worry about anything that people say about me. And people in the office will tell you.
Amen.
They'll say, oh, this person said this and this person. I said, disregard it, man, because God, I'm going to pray to the Lord about it. I don't even care to know it. Just, you know, if they're saying something bad, all they're trying to do is destroy souls. So they flatter with their tongue, some of these liars. And here's David praying to the Lord, destroy thou them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions. For they have rebelled against you. Now, the reason that he says that is because this world government has taken the Bible out of schools. They replaced the truth of God with a theory, which is so ridiculous if I was going to go to hell for a theory, I'd make my own up. I could make up a better theory than evolution. That is really something. If you people out there think you're monkeys, then you are, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of people, they say, there's so many things that people say today that are just false. So, the Lord tells us to pray against our enemy. Now, he says, we pray for them, and if they don't get saved, well, then the Lord puts it in my heart to pray that I will destroy them. Okay? Like in the New Testament, it says some of these disciples were saying, shall we pray that fire cometh down from heaven and destroys these people? And Jesus rebuked them because Elijah did that. And he did it because Elijah knew them, but these disciples didn't know. So he said, you don't know what you're saying. These people might get saved. You got to give them a chance, okay? But the people, some of the people that have been attacking us, including people in government and people, of course, they're all from the Vatican, and it's all inspired from there, the city of the seven hills. They've been hearing me preach, Susie and myself preaching these things for 43 years. And so, and they're getting worse. It doesn't look like they're going to receive what the Lord said. So the Lord yesterday told me, pray that I will destroy them. So, look, you people, you know, you've been given 43 years of a chance with me. And Susie was preaching against you satanic devils even before I was saved, which was 43 years ago. And you're still going. So, Lord, destroy them. Now, Father, we go to you in prayer that you destroy our enemies in the mighty name of Jesus. Put your hand down, Father God, and silence their rotten, filthy, lying tongues. The reason they're doing this, Father, is that to throw souls. They just, there's so many things that they could be, if they were of you, that they would be coming to you for, to destroy the ones that are attacking Israel, and to destroy the ones that are attacking the, people all over the world that are coming against Israel. And we pray for the Palestinians as well, but it doesn't seem that they will stop listening to the Vatican. We pray for President Bush and for former President Clinton. I'd hate to see what's going to happen to them, but I know what's going to happen to them because they love the praise of human beings more than they do the praise of the living God. Lord, destroy them because unless they repent. And Lord, it doesn't look like they don't look like they're going to do it. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, put an end to them. In the mighty name of Jesus and anyone else that rises up against your children. Lord, we're living in the end times. And we're trying to put together the kingdom of heaven by your Spirit operating through us. And they're attacking your people, your body. And Father, put an end to them. My God, we did what you want us to do. And now you do, Father, what you promised us that you would do. Put an end to them in this hick town over here and in everywhere they are in the world, Lord. We know it's coming from Rome, through things that people have said about us for years, and they're still saying the same lies. And people believe them. And then, Lord, put an end to the ones that are attacking the people in our church, like Buster and others. Lord, you said there'd be a big shaking going on in the end times, that a lot of people would be shaken away from you by trials and tribulations. Oh, they love to live in high style like you have blessed every one of us in this church and churches around the world that are really in your chosen people. But Lord, they got to getting too comfortable, and they got to where they just started doing the things that they pay no attention to the little things you say. And you say those that are faithful in little will be faithful in much. And those that will not be faithful in little will not be faithful at all in anything. And so, Father God, we ask that you come against these people. Let them receive this warning. Because if you don't, even, Lord, that people that call themselves Christians, put a stop to them. They're a spot and blemishes in our feasts, our feasting with you, Father. Lord, I ask it in the mighty name of Jesus, and everybody says, Amen.
Amen.
Okay, now, I always know that the Lord is standing by me, and here I am to sing for you, Stand By Me.
The storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the world is tossing me like a sheep, out on the sea. My hoodoo lands when no one stand by me. When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me. When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me. Well, I know the dust of the curb and my burden disunderstands how who'd ever lost in that road stand by me. Who never lost control, stand by me.
Praise the Lord. You know, just about a few months after my precious wife, Susie, spirit-filled woman of all time, just after she died, John Peeler, a former FBI agent, BATF agent, and he was also a Secret Service man. He was involved in a lot of different things in this world, along with all the government agents. Like the bombing of the federal building in Oklahoma City, and before that, the Waco massacre, and then also the undermining of the World Trade Center. He stated that they put bombs all the way through that place, and they were given access to the building because they'd show their badges that they're FBI. And, you know, this is the same thing they did in Germany. They have people in the Vatican that just think of ways that will create war. Like in Pearl Harbor, the American people didn't want to go to war, so what happened is the Vatican, where Satan's seat is, he sits right in there, come up with the bright idea to let's bomb Pearl Harbor. And if we do, that'll really make the American people irate. And they'll start, the devil knew that they'd come up with the A-bomb and bomb Hiroshima. And they killed millions of people in Tokyo. They leveled that place. And not just Tokyo. There's Nagasaki, I believe, in Hiroshima, and Tokyo was leveled. So, and they're killing. What they did in Germany before that is the Germans themselves, Hitler's men, set the Reichstag building on fire and blamed it on Poland. And so that way they were able to muster a bunch of Germans together and go into Poland and invade it. And then things were getting, of course, this all happened. The Vatican hated Buddhists. Well, we don't believe in that religion either, but we certainly didn't go over and start persecuting the Buddhists. What they did, nobody was paying any attention to it over in Vietnam and other parts of the world, and so the Buddhist monks they're similar to nuns, started pouring gas on themselves and set themselves on fire. But that didn't help anything at all. And crazy men like former President Nixon and Kissinger, Henry Kissinger, he's a madman. Both of them are crazier than March hares. They were to blame for all of it. And President Johnson, madman, was the one that started all that stuff over there. And so they've got guys, men, just sitting around in the Vatican figuring out different lies that they can say about people. Well, John Peeler, he was instructed to assassinate me. And he went to, as a private citizen, to the church and hung around a restaurant that the church was running at. Not the church, but the people in the church were running. And he said he couldn't find anything wrong with me or anybody else in the church. He said they were the clean, nice. He said we were squeaky clean. And yet the Vatican says, okay, so he didn't assassinate me, or I wouldn't be talking to you now. And what they did is they put his son in prison for it. And now they're saying, according to John Peeler and other FBI people, they say they are trying to make it look like an accident so the Vatican won't get blamed for it. And they're trying to attack your people in the church to make it, to weaken the church, and to take the finances of the church to pay for attorneys to fight these lies. They're just out and out lies. And there's really nothing that we can do except, and this is the best thing, if people would only learn, we're not to worry about these weasels. What we're to do is pray like David did to the Lord. David in Psalm 21 verses 8 through 12 said, he prayed to God, thine hand shall find out all thine enemies. Now, these people are enemies of God. They've taken the Bible out of school. They don't want you to have Christmas. They take Christ out of Christmas and put X there because they're Satan. Can't you people in the world understand that? And, you know, you turn on Link TV and they tell you all the things that these Vaticanites are doing. But they never say it's the Vaticanites because they're cowards, okay? All they want to do is sell you books and tapes and everything, and none of it actually hits the bullseye. But here on my program, I hit the bullseye, and that's why they're doing everything in their power to put an end to our church. But I'm praying to God, Lord God, thine hand shall find out all thine enemies. You already know who they are. Try to do something to the Lord and let the people of the Lord pray to God and see what's going to happen to you. Mm-hmm. I want everybody, all you people out there, all you enemies of God to know I'm praying to God to destroy you. And he will, because you've been at this and you have no intentions to turn back. And I want God to let you know that he exists, that he still exists, and he's in control. Thy right hand shall find out those that hate thee. And it's obvious that this rotten, filthy, stinking Antichrist government hates God. Amen?
Amen.
Thou shalt make them as a fiery oven in the time of your anger. The Lord shall swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire shall devour them. Their fruit shall thou destroy. In other words, your sons and your daughters and everything that you've ever accomplished in your life, God, it says, thy the fruit from you, God shall destroy it from the earth. And their seed, that means your sons and daughters from among the children of men. For they intended evil against you, Father, They are intending evil against you, Father. And that means us, your body, Lord Jesus. They imagined a mischievous device. Oh, it's so mischievous to take the Bible out of school, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's so mischievous for them to attack the Bible and take it out of schools and to attack those that preach it, which they are not able to perform. They make up all these different devices, but they're not able to perform. The only reason they're performing is because they took you people in the United States over very slowly, and it was subliminal. Yeah, you really didn't know what was happening to you, because people are not deceived easily, and the devil knows that, and so he took his time down through the ages to turn you into antichrists. Therefore shalt thou make them turn their back when thou shalt make ready thine arrows upon thy strings against the face of them. God is going to annihilate you people. Father, do it in Jesus' name. Now, of course, the people in the Bible, they really don't know what the Bible is saying. There's idioms like the Lord, when he was talking to his disciples, he says, don't be praying fire to come down on them, because this is of the devil. You have to give them a chance to be saved. Amen?
Amen.
You got to preach the gospel to them for a while. And then if they don't, just pray to God, rebuke them, Father, rebuke the devil, and then the Lord will destroy them. And so we're doing our best to convince you people, you idiots, to bow down before God and get saved and stop your foolishness, your evil. Psalm 35, verses 4 through 8, let them be confounded, David is praying to the Lord, and put to shame that seek after my soul. These people are seeking after my soul. You'd think that people would wise up. You people out in the world that don't care whether they're seeking for my soul to assassinate me for preaching to you the gospel, you're just as bad as they are because you're not rising up against them. You don't care anything about my soul. If you think I'm unscriptural, then why don't you say so? Okay, because I'm not on scripture. I'm reading right from the Bible. Psalms 35, verses 4 and 8. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my hurt. Let them be as chaff before the wind. And let the angel of the Lord chase them. You know, the one angel of the Lord came down and destroyed 185,000 of Sennacherib's men. That's true. Amen?
Amen.
Just in one stroke. And so if God can destroy, and he did, 185,000 men just by sending one angel down, Father, send down an angel just to get rid of 185,000 more of these weasels. Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen?
Amen.
God, there's much hope. I have so Amen. Much hope that you weasels are either going to lay off and lay off of Buster and lay off of everybody else that's a Christian that's preaching the word and you know they're innocent, and you bastards are purposely trying to destroy them. Now back off, or God will not back off. I'm talking under the Spirit of the living God, and this is him, through me, warning you weasels, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now back off. You know that you're doing wrong, and if you think that God is not going to hear our prayers, you're crazy. So let the Lord, the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, Father, and let the angel of the Lord persecute them. For without any cause, have they hid for me their net in a pit, which without cause they have digged for my soul. These are evil people. Let destruction come upon him at unawares. Let it happen when they least think it. You know, there was somebody persecuting our church over in Los Angeles. The people were not praying. You know, that really bugged me. Then I finally got them to pray, and they got in a head-on collision, this woman, and Sanford, one of our people in the church, was going down highway, Sierra Highway, and saw the wreck, and this woman, her eyes were wide open, and she was stiff as a board outside of her window. She crashed right through the window, and her eyes were wide open, and her mouth was wide open like she was seeing the devil, like she was seeing hell, like she was seeing the lake of fire. And she thought, oh, well, we didn't have any more trouble after that. Isn't that something? Mm-hmm. Another woman that belonged to the Christian Science Church was calling all the different departments, the health department and all these different departments on us. And all of a sudden, I was talking about it in the pulpit, and we heard this big thud. And we heard something land on our lawn right in front. It was on Crescent Heights Boulevard. And I said, wouldn't that be something if it was that woman? She got hit by a car, and they went out, ran outside, and they came in with their, the people were frightened in my church, and they said, it is her. And she was a Christian Scientist, and she didn't believe in blood transfusions, and so she died like a dog in the streets. God knows how to nail you, and all those West Hollywood Sheriff Department, they would come in and beat up our people down in the prayer room because they thought they got boots on, and they got badges, and they got whistles and billy clubs, and they got a gun. Every one of them except one that left the West Hollywood Sheriff Department died in gun battles, in accidents, and everything else. And you people think you're going to get by with this? You're crazy. I'm praying to the Lord about you weasels. And you better lay off. You better lay off. David, the psalmist David, says, let destruction come upon him unawares, and let his net that he hath hid catch himself into that very destruction. Let him fall. The same destruction that he was setting up for me. Then Psalm 52, 1 through 5. You fairy-like Christians out there, you better learn how to pray, because if you're in trouble, now there isn't any amount of money that you're going to give to Pat Robertson or any of those people out there preached on TV that you're going to get out of the ruts that you're in. You better start praying against the devil if you're in a rut. Amen?
Amen.
Giving money to some of these people on TV, all you're doing is adding to the devil. They don't tell you these things that I'm reading. They'd never read these scriptures to you because they're a bunch of phonies. Psalm 52, 1 through 5. Why boastest thou self in mischief, you people out there? Oh, mighty man. Mighty man. You know that the Lord told me to replace the word man for dirt. Oh, mighty dirt. Don't you know that you're made out of the dirt of the ground? Amen?
Amen.
Cease ye from dirt, in whose nose is one breath, for how lightly is he to be accounted of. You people are dirt! And you exalt yourself against the Word of God and God Himself, and God is the Word. The goodness of God endureth continually. Thy throat deviseth mischiefs. In other words, you lie. Like a sharp razor, working deceitfully, lying, you liars. Thou lovest evil more than good, and lying rather than to speak righteousness. Selah. Thou lovest all devouring words. Oh, you know, it's so easy to just slander people, you stinking weasels. Oh, thou deceitful tongue, God shall likewise destroy thee forever. You know, once you weasels are dead, you're going to be swimming in the lake of fire forever. You're going to be grinding on your teeth, chewing on your tongue, gnashing your teeth, grinding them, and you're going to be screaming your stinking ugly heads off forever. Okay? So, and I'm going to try to make that soon, because you ain't going to stop until God stops you. He shall take thee away. God's going to take you away. You're going on a little trip and pluck thee out of thy dwelling place and root thee out of the land of the living. Selah. Try to remember that song, Tutti Frutti Old Rudy. You're going to get rooted out of this world and thrown into the nether world, the pit of hell, and wait until you're slung into the lake of fire. Well, I've got some more for you, so stick around, you weasels, and listen, all right? Because I know you're listening, these newspaper reporters, you stinking phonies, you know you're lying like a dog. Because you got some friends, you're going to side in with them and come against the house of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, do something to them. Make them hurt, Father God, in Jesus' mighty name. Bible says we're supposed to hate the devil. Amen?
Amen.
Now, you Christians, if you're a Christian and you start praying these prayers with me, because the Lord has sent us into this world to occupy till he comes. Amen?
Amen.
That's what the Bible says. Well, I'm going to get back to some of these. Well, I got, just do one more here for you. This is the Bible, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Psalm 143, verses 11 and 12. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake, for thy righteousness' sake. Bring my soul out of trouble. And bring everybody's soul out of trouble, Father, that is in trouble because of these bastards, these Antichrist bastards that are deliberately taking your word and making mock of it in Jesus' name. So take my soul out of trouble and of thy mercy cut off, kill my enemies. And destroy all them that afflict my soul. For I am thy servant. And Father God, I'm your servant as well. Lord, do that. Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Psalm 144, verse 5 through 8. Bow thy heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains. And they shall smoke, cast forth lightning, and scatter them. Shoot out thine arrows, and destroy them. Oh, what is this? I thought the psalmist was the sweet man of God, the apple of his eye, that played string instruments and sang little songs. Does this sound like David? Well, whether it does to you or not, this is David.
Amen.
Amen. And thine hand from above, send thine hand from above, rid me and deliver me out of great waters, from the hand of strange children. The enemy, strange, means they're not of God. They're of the devil, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. All of you are false. You're a bunch of liars. The media is a liar. what the Vatican does is they keep talking bad. They sowed a bunch of weeds, evil sayings, many years ago, and they keep repeating them and repeating them, and people are growing up and they know it, and they're hearing all the false things that they're saying about myself and our church. And now it's gotten to the point to where people are really starting to believe these bastards. Well, they say, we never heard any pastor ever call people bastards. Well, that's because you never picked up the Bible before, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You don't read those scriptures where Jesus himself called people bastards, amen?
Amen.
Satanic people. Why do you call them bastards? Because bastard's not a word that is profanity. It's just calling people fatherless children. You're bastards, okay? If you don't know Jesus, you're a bastard, okay? Well, you're going to come back and say, well, then why don't you preach to us and tell us, you know, about Jesus so we can believe in him? I've been doing that for 43 years, bucko. Amen?
Amen.
All right, bucko. Now, here's Jeremiah, chapter 17, verse 18. Let them be confounded, these wicked bastards that persecute me. But let not me be confounded. Let them be dismayed, but let me not be dismayed. The great prophet Jeremiah is saying, bring upon them the day of evil. Yes, Father, bring upon all these weasels in this world today, these bastards, the day of evil on them, and let them not escape. And destroy them. Jeremiah is saying that with double destruction. Double up on them, Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Now then. And now then. I'm just copying out some of these scriptures here for you people because I don't believe you read the Bible, so I thought I'd let you have a little dose of it, okay?
Amen.
Now this is the Lamentations of Jeremiah, chapter 3, verses 60 through 66. Thou hast seen all their vengeance and all their imaginations against me, Lord. Thou hast heard their reproach, their lies, O Lord, and all their imaginations against me. And people in this world are imagining things that are false. The lips of those that rose up against me and they're devised against me all the day long. Behold, they're sitting down and they're rising up. I am their music. They love to just laugh and joke. A bunch of people, those weasels, those bastards were down at the courthouse when Buster was arrested by a bunch of these feds. That said, this will all go away, Buster, if you'll just lie about Tony, if you'll just lie about him. And he said, I'm not going to do it. I don't want to go to hell. Render unto them a recompense, O Lord, according to the work of their hands. Give them sorrow of heart. They curse. Thy curse unto them, send it to them. Curse them, Father. Curse them! Father, in Jesus' name, persecute and destroy them in anger from under the heavens of the Lord. Isn't that something?
Amen.
The people of the Lord are supposed to pray that way. Give them a chance. Preach the gospel to them. Do you think that I've been patient enough now for 43 years
Amen.
Preaching to them?
Amen.
Now the Lord wants me to... He wants to destroy you people, all right?
Amen.
Those of you that have made up your mind that you're going to go down the tubes with the Antichrist. Now, 1 Corinthians 10:10. This is New Testament. Neither murmur ye as some of them also murmured and were destroyed of the destroyer. Jude, verse 9. New Testament. Let Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, "The Lord rebuke thee." That's all we have to do, is just ask the Lord to rebuke the devil. Amen?
Amen.
Because Satan was a creation of the Lord, and he's sending him to hell because that's strictly Bible, Old and New Testament. He's sending him to hell and the lake of fire. So we don't need to get any more violent. We don't have to get violent. We don't have guns like these bastards out there said that we had guns and bullets and bombs for years. And finally, no one has ever found a gun, a bullet, a bomb on our property. Never. Never. They lied.
Mm-hmm.
And the newspaper Southwest Times Record in Fort Smith stated that we had tunnels on our property and had all kinds of people held captive there. This bunch of bastards. Look, and I'm telling the truth. I know you don't have God for your father. All right, now Luke 9:55. But he turned and rebuked them and said to his disciples, "You know not what manner of spirit ye are of." We have to give people a chance to get saved. But now it's the end of time, folks, and we don't have any more 43 years to, be patient with them. The Lord said now he wants to take vengeance on this bunch of people. And if you'll notice, God has cranked up the persecution on the people in this world by all these tsunamis and all the dreaded diseases and all of the pestilences. All the sickness, disease, it's like cranked up now, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? The earthquakes, the floods, the famines. And if there was such a thing as global warming, the Bible says that God is causing it because he said he's going to scorch the evil men on this earth. Amen?
Amen.
He's going to scorch you. You're going to be scorched. Amen?
Amen.
And the Lord's going to do it soon. He's not going to do it to his people. These phony Christians are saying, well, God would, that's why he's going to take us out of the tribulations, because he's not going to let us go through them. Well, then why did he say these are those that were saved out of the tribulations,
mm-hmm.
the great tribulations? Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And why was it that in when God was pouring out his wrath on Egypt, that the people of Israel, God put them, he says, go over to a certain place and stay there. He told them where to go, Goshen, amen?
Mm-hmm.
And these plagues won't touch you. And so they went over there and they just watched everything that was going on, like you're going out on the 4th of July at the fair and watching the fireworks,
mm-hmm.
amen? Or if you went to Disneyland over there and watched those fireworks at the end of the day, at nighttime you see them. Well, you might be sitting in a restaurant and watching them. We're going to watch the fireworks. Amen?
Amen.
I don't mind looking for it because, 4th of July, firecracking stuff, that never impressed me that much. But when God starts sending down stars and these different... beings that he's letting loose out of hell to sting people that are evil and hurt them, and they'll pray to die but they won't be able to. When meteorites come smashing down on this earth, and one meteorite alone will kill one third of the people on earth, that right there is about 2 billion people. And so listen, it's just the beginning right now. It's just the beginning. Now, Sharon, I guess we're not going to get into many testimonies. We only got about 2 more minutes here, so read one of the testimonies, Michelle.
From Peru. Blessings, beloved Pastor Alamo. May God keep blessing you and the people you work with in the ministry greatly. I would like to thank you for the literature that you sent me. I give thanks to the All-Powerful because the literature is already bearing fruit. There are various people converting to Christ our Lord, and others have reconciled because of the various ways of God's grace. There was a five-month period of trials in which God has been my substance in all areas of my life. Your literature has helped me very much. The one that touched me the most was Broken to Pieces. It touched me very much to see the fight that your wife put up till the end. Right now I am giving my free time to a ministry in which I am leader. All of my brothers and their wives are also leaders. We keep distributing your literature and are helping fulfill the word which says the gospel shall be preached to the ends of the world. God keep blessing you and using you in such a great way for his work. You all are such an example of what a stronghold is that keeps on going. I love you in Christ's blessings. Angelica from Piura, Peru.
Okay, read the other one. Where is it from?
From Nigeria, Africa.
You got 1 minute. Hurry.
Dear man of God, Calvary greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I came across your literature entitled Peace in the Middle East, The Only Answer. I read it and it blessed my life so much that I decided to make photocopies of it to share with my fellow students on campus at the University of Calabar, Nigeria, where I attend school. Man of God, I gave a copy to a student who I never knew was a cultist, and he came to our fellowship and testified that he has known the Lord personally through that literature and that he has found total peace in his life. Man of God, I would appreciate it very much if you would kindly send the students copies of more literature, messages to help us stage outdoor programs on campus, King James Version Bibles, and other good materials that will aid the spreading of the gospel of Jesus on campus. My name is Brother Daniel. Please, man of God, always pray for our students on campus for our fellowship called Christ Ambassador Student Outreach. I hope my request will be sent. We are praying for more grace on you and the ministry and your good work of soul winning.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That's really wonderful. Well, you know, like if we were of the devil, then how come we are splitting Satan's kingdom apart?
Mm-hmm.
People that are of the devil would never split their kingdom up. They're ganging up on us. And those of us that are of the Lord, you better get busy and start praying against these people, because there's no other defense, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So right now, this is the time to accept the Lord Jesus Christ and have him enter into your spirit. He gives you a new spirit, and he'll enter in by saying this prayer. Now say it to the Lord. Say, "My Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins, the former ones, and, Lord, all the little ones, because little ones are sin also, away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. You say, all that call upon you shall be saved. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul." Praise and thank the Lord, and share and tell him four different ways to receive a copy of this program, number 459.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370. That's 479-782-7370, or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
This is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying tune in tomorrow for another powerful message. A message is right from the Bible. And you read the book of Revelation to show you the wrath of God that's coming down on this earth. Read it and see the plagues that are happening right now. These are not coming from Mother Nature. There's no such person. These are coming from the Lord, and he brags about it. And he brags about it all throughout the Bible. Well, here I am right now to sing for you with J.D. Sumner and the Stamps a song called I, John.
Not just somebody number way up in the middle of the air. Not just somebody number way in the middle of the air. Not just somebody number way up in the middle of the air. Not just somebody number way up in the middle of the air. Hallelujah, God, the body, 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 the